I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Ngoni is a West African spike lute, and in Mali, where traditional music for the Ngoni abounds, Basiku Kouyaté is a star of the instrument. Kouyaté is a griot. He comes from a long line of musicians and storytellers, but he made his mark with the Ngoni, not as a traditionalist, but as a modernist. Kouyaté has done a lot to make the ancient Ngoni a versatile instrument for the 21st century. For starters, he put a strap on it so he could play it standing up, like a rock guitarist. And he has explored Western sounds with it, jamming with a diverse roster of American musicians from banjo virtuoso Bela Fleck to country music star Bonnie Raitt. Kouyaté came to our London studios and shared some of his love for American traditional music with us.
African bloom, you like it bloom, yeah.
You like it?
I like it very. I've got B.B. King on the telephone. He says he wants his Ngoni back.
Thank you.
Basiku Kouyaté, you are a magician of the Ngoni. Tell us, what is the Ngoni? What does it look like?
Okay, d'abord, I'm sorry for my English. Ngoni, c'est quatre cordes. Donc, moi, j'ai ajouté des cordes jusqu'à...
The Ngoni usually has four strings, but I added three, so mine has seven strings. It's made with wood and cow skin stretched over the front. The strings used to come from a horse tail, but now we use fish line.
And you have actually kind of innovated a bass Ngoni, is that right?
Oui.
Yes, we created a bass version. We needed it because we always say that for a band, we need guitars, bass guitars, and drums, all Western instrument. So I created a new African instrument we could use in a band.
How did you get to the idea, though, that you would take this traditional instrument, the Ngoni, which is usually played pretty slowly, I understand, and adapt it to play really quickly, with excitement, in almost a Jimi Hendrix style?
Parce que, bon, c'est le travail.
Well, it's my work, my idea. My approach and technique are different from my father's and grandfather's. They made sure to pass on the great traditional Malian stories and songs, but they never left Mali. I have traveled a lot, so I have expanded the Ngoni's repertoire. For example, my father and grandfather did not know solfège, but I do. So instead of using Malian names for notes or chords, I use standard music notation. Now, it's the same C. Whether you are here, in the US or Japan, it's much easier to learn the instrument and to understand one another when you play with other musicians.
You played in Ali Farka Touré's band for a number of years. He was also kind of a musical adventurer. How much credit do you give him for introducing you or at least kind of changing your musical ideas regarding the Ngoni?
Ali aussi c'était un très grand joueur d'ngoni donc parce que Ali jouait l'ngoni et jouait des njark.
Ali was a great ngoni player and he always loved my music. Before he died, he gave me great advice. He even invited me to play on his album Savan. One morning, I was asked to meet him at the recording studio. We practiced his title song, Savan, for about 2 minutes. And then right away, we recorded the whole album together. He even gave me solos.
Ali
loved me and helped me as if I was his little brother. After he died, when I made my first album, Segu Blue, I dedicated a song to him.
sur les Ségou Blue.
So let's talk about the new album. It's called I Speak Fula. Why'd you write the title in English if you speak Fula?
In Mali, there are many different ethnic groups. Mande, Pul, Songhai, and so on. In the song, I Speak Fula, I tell a story of a man from the Bamana ethnic group who is trying to approach this beautiful girl in his village. The girl is from the Fula ethnic group, and she tells him he should find a girl of his own kind. And he basically replies that if she follows him into his bed, he will show her that they have no problem speaking the same language.
There
are always people who use ethnic heritage as a way to separate themselves from others, and I really don't like that. Love has no borders or language issues.
Ngoni player extraordinaire Basiko Kuyate, the new album is called I Speak Fula. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, bro.
Watch out, American rock and rollers. Basiko Kuyate warns he's coming to these shores. He begins a whopping 50-city tour next month. There are more details on our website, theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Andrew Sussman with Ritu Chatterjee, Andrea Crossan, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director. Our editors are Ken Bader, David Barron, Jennifer Gorin, and Peter Thompson. William Troop is senior editor, Chris Wolf, news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. The executive producer of The World is Bob Ferrante. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.